T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Heavy storms in Maryland are being blamed for heavy damage and at least one death. Police in Baltimore County say a 14-year-old girl was killed when a tree fell onto the car she was in. Winds toppled trees, knocked down power lines. Rob Runk in Lutherville suspects the storm may have spawned a tornado.
Never been in a storm like this ever, so it had. I'm feeling like it had to be something like a tornado. I mean, I've never, ever seen a storm that intense.
Now we'll look at our forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Cloud cover spread across much of south-central Kansas this morning. We'll likely see a break in clouds with sunshine today. Temperatures in the mid-70s around lunchtime, 81 this afternoon. Moisture comes in from the south overnight. That will give us a few showers and thunderstorms down to 65. Then rain chances increase tomorrow and tomorrow night. Saturday's high, 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy, 65 degrees, northeast wind at 10 miles per hour. Three companies are seeking a contract with Kansas to build a new prison in Lansing to replace the state's oldest and largest lockup there. Corrections Secretary Joe Norwood told lawmakers Thursday about the three bidders. He would not disclose the names publicly, but the Department of Administration tells the Associated Press they are Nashville-based Core Civic, Geo Group of Boca Raton, Florida, and Memphis firm Lansing Correctional Partners. Last Saturday afternoon, police were called to the Palace Theater in West Wichita at Ridge and Kellogg. Police Officer Paul Cruz says an employee at the theater had located a small suspicious camera in the box office area, which had video of restrooms inside the theater.
There have been no arrests at this time, and the Palace Theater staff is also fully cooperating with the investigation and detectives. One of the things we want to communicate with the public is if you see anything suspicious, especially an electronic device in the bathrooms, go ahead and notify the police immediately by calling 911.
Police say the camera was used in both the public and employee restrooms. The camera was collected by detectives and officers from the Exploited and Missing Child Unit are investigating the case. The annual community event Convoy of Hope is taking place tomorrow in Wichita. Stacy Cathcart says there will be two sites this year offering free groceries, health screenings, family portraits, haircuts, prayer, activities for children, and job services.
Sometimes what we heard a lot was, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, I'd like to get a job, but I don't have a GED. I'd like to get a job, but Stacy, all I can do is I can work at McDonald's. I really don't have a skill. I really don't have a trade. And so we're very, very strategic about bringing in social services and different things within our city that will really help people.
This year, there are two sites, McAdams Park in North Wichita at 13th and I-135, and Bethel Life Center in the 3700 block of South Meridian. The event begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and all people are welcome to attend. Massachusetts woman who sent her boyfriend text messages encouraging him to kill himself has been sentenced to 15 months behind bars. 20-year-old Michelle Carter was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in June. ABC's Deborah Roberts has more on the case.
After 3 years and an emotionally charged trial that raised new questions about the power of the text, a judge sentencing 20-year-old Michelle Carter to 15 months in jail.
She was a bright young lady, did well in school, and I am satisfied that she was mindful of the actions.
Carter, found guilty of encouraging boyfriend Conrad Roy to kill himself through text messages and phone calls, a judge delaying jail time during appeal.
KNSS News Time now, 8:35, a television show dealing with a couple of brothers convicted killing their parents.
Yeah.
The Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward today, right, Ted?
Yeah, a TV series debuting next month about a high-profile murder trial could be controversial. NBC plans to shake up what you thought you knew about the Menendez brothers' murder trial. The upcoming series Law and Order True Crime, The Menendez Murders, has an agenda. Executive producer Renee Balser says the series will show that the brothers killed their parents because they were molested by them. and deserved first-degree manslaughter charges, not murder charges. Lyle and Eric Menendez currently serving sentences of life in prison without the possibility of parole for shotgunning their parents back in 1989. It's going to be a series coming up on NBC. Who are the Kennedy Center honorees this year? One of the Duke boys is in trouble, and Rocky coming to the small screen.
Lionel Richie is among the five entertainers being saluted this year at the Kennedy Center Honors. He's one of three musical performers being recognized for a lifetime of artistic achievement, along with singer Gloria Estefan and rapper and actor LL Cool J. Boy, the way Glenn... All in the Family creator and producer Norman Lear is also being honored, as well as dancer, choreographer, and actress Carmen de Lavallade. The honors will be presented December 3rd in Washington, D.C. Just a good old boy. Former Dukes of Hazzard star Tom Wopat's been arrested in Waltham, Massachusetts for indecent assault and battery on a person over 14 and for suspected cocaine possession. The 65-year-old actor is in the Boston suburb appearing in a play. No further details from police. Sylvester Stallone will guest star in the new season of the hit NBC drama This Is Us. Word is he'll play himself, starring in a movie with one of the characters. And grab a tissue, we will finally learn this season how Jack died. I'm Christopher Watson.
HBO is facing another leak just in time for the new episodes of Game of Thrones. The hackers who breached HBO's computer systems and already leaked unaired episodes of HBO shows are now threatening to release more material on Sunday. That's according to Variety, which says it got an email from the hackers saying they will release everything they stole gradually every week. The hackers claim to have swiped 1.5 terabytes of data from HBO's computer networks. HBO has confirmed the hack, but has not said what was stolen.
Hackers!
Yeah, they got in there and got HBO's stuff off the computer. Yeah. Let's check out the box office this weekend. New movies coming out. There's a sitcom reboot that's already getting a season two before season one ever hit the airwaves. And don't get too excited for Little Mermaid Live, at least not yet.
The tower protects both our worlds.
Stephen King's The Dark Tower hits theaters this weekend, and the long-awaited adaptation is looking at first place. Possibly around $20 million, not a huge haul as we head into the dog days of summer. But it'll be better than Halle Berry's Kidnapped.
That's not my son!
The action thriller is looking like a dud, probably won't finish in the top five. Also, opening wide this weekend, Kathryn Bigelow's historical drama Detroit, which might have trouble cracking the top three. Will and Grace, the reboot, is getting a season two before season one is actually filmed an episode. NBC is showing confidence in the sitcom, which it's bringing back starting next month, and it's stacked on an extra four episodes to the first season order.
I want to be where the people are.
Meanwhile, ABC's planned live-action version of The Little Mermaid ain't happening, at least not this year. The TV network says it's postponing the event, maybe next year. And happy birthday, Billy Bob Thornton, the Oscar-winning actor, 62 today. I'm Jason Athanson.
Stephen Colbert and The Late Show may be seeing a ratings surge thanks to its head-on skewering night after night of President Trump, but NBC says it's not worried. NBC Entertainment Chief Bob Greenblatt told the Television Critics Association's summer press tour yesterday that he has full confidence in Jimmy Fallon and The Tonight Show. And while Colbert may be winning in total viewers, Fallon still leads in the demographic that advertisers covet.
He's still the undisputed 18 to 49 leader in that demo. The advertiser demand for him is, you know, as high as it's ever been.
Positioning themselves for the late night numbers there.
Yeah.
60 years ago on this night, the Everly Brothers appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, and they sang their new song, Wake Up Little Susie, which caused controversy.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yeah. A little bit risque. A
couple of teenagers out all night.
Especially for those times. Yeah, some radio stations banned that song from the airwaves,
sure,
saying it was too suggestive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Times have changed a little bit, haven't they?
I like the Everly Brothers' hair.
Yeah.
They had a lot of big hair.
Phil and Don had great hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And we go back 75 years ago on this day. The world premiere of the movie Holiday Inn, one of my favorites of all time.
Tell us about it, Ted. That's about some people who were in World War II, right? Am I thinking about another one?
I don't know about that. Well, it's Bing Crosby.
The Bing.
Who comes up with an idea that he doesn't want to really work too hard, so
okay,
he's going to open up a place that's only open on holidays.
Oh,
so he figures
okay,
he only has to work like, you know, 10 or 11 days a year.
Right.
So that's the deal behind it. And then Irving Berlin wrote the music, and there's, you know, they're only open on holidays.
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. There you go.
It's the name.
Yeah. And what was supposed to be the big song in that movie? It was
White Christmas.
Be careful, it's no. my heart, is what they thought was the big. That was the Valentine's Day song.
Be careful. Oh, I see. Yeah.
That was supposed to be the big hit.
Be careful.
But no, it was a little song called White Christmas that ended up getting all the headlines. Now, Berlin had come up with this back in the mid-30s.
Really?
He came up with the tune. People said it was all right.
Yeah.
And so they started writing the music for this movie. And thought, well, one of the days is Christmas, so I'll just stick this song in here, White Christmas. I guess they ran it by Bing, and Bing listened to it and said, no, I don't think we have any problems with that one, Irving. Move on to the next one. Yeah. They all thought the Valentine song was going to be the big number for
yeah.
me. But, of course, as soon as the movie came out, this was the big song that resonated with an America that was at war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A jug-eared, not-too-good-looking guy. What a singer and what a voice. Bing Crosby.
And apparently Irving Berlin struggled with the Christmas song on this one because he was Jewish.
Oh, there you go.
And he was kind of wrestling with the fact that how do I write a Christmas song for this movie? Well, he figured it out.
He wrote a good one.
He wrote a darn good
one.
Sure
did.
How about that? The movie Holiday Inn. Its world premiere was 75 years ago on this night. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Make sure you head on down to Pizza John's, get yourself a tasty pizza. It's right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. You're going to love the tasty pizza they serve up there. It's Pizza John's in Derby.
You bet.
Hey, let's get another qualifier going for our big day at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men.
Yes.
You have a chance to win $40,000 in our Dice Roll Challenge. It's going to take place a week from tomorrow on Saturday, August 12th at the all-new Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, 25th North and Mays Road. You have to be qualified to participate. Slots are limited. If you want a chance to roll the dice and maybe win $40,000, we'll take caller one right now to qualify that listener. Dial now at 869-1330. If you're not my lucky caller, you can still qualify at our website. Just go to knssradio.com and click on Contest.
How about that? 843 Steve and Ted coming up. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal recognizing outstanding efforts in local health care. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.